Welcome to the Ingram City Council meeting on Monday, January 27th, 2025 at 6:08. Roll call, Rocky?
Here.
David?
Here.
Robert?
Here.
Ray is not here. Twanda?
Here.
City staff? We got Stuart here and Kelly and Esperanza. Announcements of community interest. The American Red Cross in Kerr County is offering free smoke alarms and free installation for Ingram homes, mobile homes, and duplexes. For free installation will take place on Saturday, March 8th. Call 830-257-4677 to schedule an appointment. Visitor and citizen form. Do we have any of those?
Maria, right? Yes, if you would like to speak now. I didn't have you on the agenda because I think you were going to get with Stuart, but if you would like to talk for 3 minutes, mayor and city council members can't comment on that, but they can hear your story. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's not a question and answer session. It's just your presentation.
Yes.
Okay.
And will you just tap the mic? So turn to you. There's a little button on the.
There.
Okay.
So you remember me from 2 months ago, and then I'm asking for a permit for building two houses on the 3rd Street, and you asked me for the plans. I have the plans now if you want to look at it, and I want to know if I can have the permit.
You got one for each one of us? Or the whole set of plans?
The whole set.
Okay, can you leave those with Stuart? And we'll take this one. And we'll take a look at it. We'll get them back to you, is what we'll do. And we'll take a look at them. All right. Yeah. Okay. We'll get back with you quick. Thank you. Number three, consent agenda. All items listed below within the consent agenda are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of items unless the mayor or council member so request, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business as considered in its normal sequence. Resolution number 01-2025, resolution order that a general election be held on Saturday, May 3rd, 2025 for the election of three aldermen, providing details relating to the holding of such election, authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with the Ingram Independent School District for the holding of a joint election between the two entities, and providing other matters related to the subject. We're going to go with Ingram again, and like we always do, and have our election. So need a motion to do a joint election.
Make a motion that we do it the same way we've done it before with the
second.
All in favor?
Yeah.
City council meetings minutes December 16th, 2024. No.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. Consideration of possible action. Sanitary easement between Terry Rosenbaum and the City of Ingram, executed in February 2008. Mr. Rosenbaum states that the city hasn't upheld the agreement regarding maintenance, repairs, etc. at 108 Derringer Street. Terry?
And would you mind speaking up the mic there? Thank you. And his easement is the first under consideration.
Do we have a...
Under the consideration tab, I'm sorry.
Okay, we have an agreement with...
Yes. Yes, it's from 2008.
Y'all reading that or?
Go ahead.
Still on? Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now? Okay. I got my shop in 1995 down there, and I moved down here from Abilene. I've been self-employed since 1981. Me and my brother started down there, and I come down here, but I ended up buying this building. And I, of course, got this easement here, and over the years, that's about 15 years ago or so, I've got a Bobcat three different times and cleaned it off, keep it from off getting on my shop, all that cane, that bamboo kind of stuff out there. And I also put like a retaining wall in the back. I came down here to City Hall. I've been down here two times, or three, when my neighbor behind me was wanting to build two houses. And that creek runs through there. And he diverted that creek, and I didn't, and it just right, it used to be straight, and probably, I don't know, it was clogged up this time, but it would have, I don't think this would have happened had that not been clogged up, probably, but his retaining wall that he built just crashed and went all in my shop, and I had about, well, I had 40, I've got a patent on some, a drainage pipe, and I had about 40 pieces of Schedule 40, 6-inch, already slotted the way I do them, stacked up behind my shop, and there was about one of them left out there. I had to dig. I got about 15 of them, but it's knocked a lot of the slots out. There's sand in them, gravel. I've got about 15 of them back at my house, but there's still five of them in that culvert right now. And I'm going to have to get them out. It's that whole, they're three big... It wouldn't have happened if them things not clogged up, I don't believe at all, you know. But it knocked the pavement off. They went over the road, and apparently they washed over the road down to that. It's probably got some into the Guadalupe River, actually, some of those things. But anyway, Jim, you know, he behind me, my neighbor, he diverted that. And he put a retaining wall right behind my shop, just uted around there. He built two houses back there. I think the city okayed him. I don't know if he gave him a permit back in or what. His mayor Johnson, I think, was the mayor. Well, he was the mayor when I got my easement and told me, you know, they're going to take care of it. And but anyway, it cost me. I lost about $10,000 worth of stuff during that. I had behind my shop actually, and I'm going to have to. I don't want it to happen again. I'm going to get it done as quick as I can. I'm willing myself, really, to go out there with a friend of mine and clean just right around the culvert out where I can get my pipe out, and I'll go ahead and clean that culvert out, me and him, for $40 an hour if the city will pay my chainsaw blades and gas for the chainsaws. I'll do it, and you can keep up my time, whatever. We're not going to piddle around, you know, if y'all talk about it and see if you think that's fair. That's what I get. I'm still doing a little machine work in there, but not like I used to. I'm semi-retired right now, and I got some caretaking jobs, and I've worked in the shop all my life, and shoot, I like working outside, you know. And but anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there, but I had to wait till the weather's, you know, decent, and then I get it up there where the city can come pick it up. A few times I've done it, I've had to haul it off myself, all that cane and stuff, but I'll pile it up there where y'all can get to it and just load it up and take it somewhere or whatever. Yeah,
that's why we haven't been picking up brush.
Yeah.
So once we get that chipper done, we'll send those boys over there.
That was originally going to be cleaned out with tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. In November.
We got 8 inches of rain in what, 4 hours?
What's that?
We got 8 inches of rain in 4 hours.
Yeah.
It ain't never happened in England.
Well, I've had never. I've never had it come in. I always thought that it would come in. It came up to about a foot and a half on the side of my shop before. Some of them 20-inch rains we had, while, you know, not that quick as this one.
Yeah.
It was quick. Matter of fact, I've got a huge, somebody's riding a lawnmower, three blades on it. It's a big one. Turned upside down on the back of my property right now. It's huge,
it.
Man. I mean, that thing, did it washed stuff. I got some pictures if y'all want to see
it. It washed Fifth Street out. It washed all kinds of roads.
Oh, man, it's
out.
A mess. And there's also a cable down there, too, I've noticed. I'm not sure it's exposed right down there by my pipe. And I'd like to get somebody to take a look at that before I get in there. And it's in there right after it happened. It was wet, and I didn't want to. I thought, man, that thing might. I might get fried or something out there, but so I didn't go too close to it. But I got out there and tried to get a couple of them out the other day, but I was by myself. But if I got some help, I can get the ones out of there. I'm going to have to do some digging and work. But I'm willing to, weather gets where we can do it. I don't want to get out in a lot of this cold stuff, you know. But
we got a pressure washer and everything, try to wash those culverts out and everything. So we actually got a pretty good team right now.
Yeah.
That's some young kids. And
yeah.
I say kids, but
I've been down there and bought it. I think it's gonna be something to get back up, get in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that little excavator.
And it'd be nice once you get it cleaned out, actually, if the city would give me a hand on maybe fixing that, where it'll drain better down behind me. Because like I said, if that creek had been going straight like it originally was and he hadn't have done that, it may not have happened then, but I think it probably would have still gone over the road because it was so clogged up with all that cane in there. But it'd be nice, and I'd appreciate it, I really would, if the city would come in and dig that out and fix it up and put me a better retaining wall up there than what he had. Like I said, I put another one up there myself when I had a bobcat one time, and if I hadn't have done that, it would have been a lot worse on me. But there's a fence there, it just plowed it over, man. It just, when it broke, it broke.
Yeah, on Fifth Street, it busted all the privacy fences out in that little creek and everything. I had a bunch of boards and they're gone too, floated my pool.
Yeah.
It did good. So yeah, I'll send them up there.
But I'd appreciate some help from the city on
that. Yes, sir.
If we could, I really would.
Absolutely. We'll send
them
up
there. I like
this
place, I really do. I like living around here. Beats Abilene, Texas, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you, sir.
Well, y'all think about it.
Yeah, right. We will. We'll
right. I appreciate it.
I'll send those boys up there.
All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, one other thing. What's the chance of me not having to pay my sewer bill until we get something going on that?
Good try. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The city has a certificate of deposit account registry service maturing on January 23, 2025 in the amount of $209,613.01. The deadline for decision is 10 a.m. on Wednesday, January 22nd, but it was freezing, so we didn't have a meeting. Otherwise, funds will be automatically wired out of the account using the wire instructions on file. Roll the principal and interest into a new certificate of deposit account registry at the rate below. Roll just the principal and have the interest wired back to the city. Have the funds wired back to the city. Add to the existing principal and fund a new CDARS order. So we need a.
Just need to leave them there or transfer them into something else?
Well, since the deadline passed, the funds are automatically going to be wired out using the wire instructions on file.
And what are the wire instructions on file? Do you know?
It was just to deposit them back into the general fund. So the $209,613.
They're wiring it back to us?
Mm-hmm. You can reallocate it or create a new CDARS if you wanted.
That's our bonds and everything to have to keep going with the city sewer.
Oh, I also included the text pool. Under the consideration tab, I included what the text pool account is earning in case council decided to move the money into the text pool account.
One of them we're making $400,000, we made like 17 or
$1,700 a month. It'll say on there.
And the other one we made like $9,000 on $200,000 that's in there for a year. $200,000 and the other one's like for a year we made like, but we have double the money in there and the one that
was made a little bit.
Right, so the text pool earns about $1,700 a month right now.
And this other one makes the one that was in there now, what did it come out to, about how much a month?
It was almost the same as far as percentage.
We either leave it in the same one it's in or put it in the other one. I mean, it's up to y'all when y'all want to do. I'm just going to leave it where it's at.
Well, but it's already came back.
It's already come back?
Yep. So we need to take 200,000 of it anyway and send it.
Well, then I say put it with the other one then.
With
put it where it makes the most
text
money.
Pool? Okay.
Yeah. Where do y'all want to do with it?
Yeah.
I think we should put it with the other one.
Yeah, I think
so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Need a motion.
I make a motion we stick with the other.
Text pool.
Text pool.
Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. C, review bids for drainage improvements and ditch cleaning out to the following street sections. Where is that broke down at? In the considerations?
Yes, it is highlighted in yellow. It's right after the
text pool.
So there's two bids there.
Okay, Masters gave us a 5-day week of cleaning out ditches for $8,000. And TNT gave us a bid for West Main Street, Highway 27 to Ingram. Total estimate cost was $40,000. Yeah, and West Main, I told him to break it down some more. And he said he's got it down to $8,096 a week. College Street from Highway 27 to West Main Street, $8,900 a week. Woodlawn to 27. I told them to do all the main roads is what I did to get started, and then we'll start doing it that way. So whatever y'all want to do, if y'all want to go with Masters or TNT. I think
we're 8,000 a week.
8,000 a week for Masters, whatever he needs to clean it out.
Every week or 1 week?
No, just 1 week. We can have him work 1 week, and then
okay. We
don't have to get him for a year. So this is going to be kind of the same thing. He'll do West Main Street from 27, but 8,096 a week, and the way that Masters, but like Masters has it, he might do Main Street and Woodlawn.
Go with Masters on it.
That's kind of, I'm thinking Masters is going to be cheaper myself.
Yeah. But he said 8,000 a week.
Yeah, and I like the idea of doing it.
Yeah.
So, and he's not just doing, TNT's doing Main Street. He's very specific on what he's doing, and Masters was more open-ended to.
He's gonna keep going until he uses up his 8,000 a week.
Right, and some of it you don't need to do anything to, so you can, so.
The definition that you should focus on these Main Streets first?
Correct, but Masters is gonna go to College. If he gets done with Main Street, he's gonna jump over to College Street. TNT is not. They got it broke down.
So TNT thinks this'll take 5 weeks.
Yeah, he's thinking, up here at the top, he said, West Main Street from 27 to Ingram's gonna take 5 weeks. So, I'm not seeing that, but. Yeah, probably, but. Yeah, we don't have the money to sit there.
We've gotta come up with the money to do the street over Hill McNeil, cause we have to add $160-something thousand with that grant we got to do that, so that's gonna take a big chunk of our money. I don't see the, we can do a week with Masters and try and see how much he can do, and if it looks good, then we can come back and say, okay.
Yeah, I'll come back and say, Main Street's done, part of College is done. What do y'all wanna do?
Look good, and if it didn't look good, and if it didn't get much done, then no more $8,000 a week.
Yeah, that's kinda the way I look at it.
I say we go with Masters for a week and see what it looks like.
All right. Need a motion. Made a motion for Masters, Rocky did. David, second, all in favor? Okay, ordinance and resolution?
Or there's one more.
Oh.
D.
Oh. Determine holiday schedule for City of Ingram employees. Do we have to do that right this second? Because we're working on the handbook.
It's up to you.
Let's wait until we get the handbook, no?
Unless y'all wanna.
Didn't we already do this at one time?
Yeah, we did it last year. Yeah.
Are they changed every year? Like, so.
Is it the same? It's the same, right?
All of the federal holidays except for we don't do Martin Luther.
So the same holidays is not, we gotta go with something different or what?
Yeah.
Huh?
We don't have to go with something different.
Yeah, we can vote on.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, why don't we have to?
Leave it the same then.
If they're the same holiday, why don't we have to?
That's the same.
Yes, these are the same as 2024, at least the sheet I saw.
Handbook should be done, so we can put it on there, maybe some changes in it.
Okay. All right, make a motion.
I make a motion to leave the holiday schedule as is.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, ordinance and resolution. Staff report, code enforcement, Stuart.
We always have something going on. We got two more houses abated on Cooper Street a couple weeks ago. They've been billed, we're watching that. If they don't pay us, I'll take care of the lien. I spoke with Tim Jones and his son Steven. It looks like they're gonna build a real nice duplex. We'd kind of talked about it. They've got the space over at the corner of Colvin and Ingram Loop. I'll look at those plans that were dropped off. Just cursory looks like she's got enough spacing that she can do the two, but I want to look at it real hard and make sure that it's all gonna fit.
You'll bring that back down?
Yeah, or maybe I can call.
But she don't have enough room there for parking and stuff like that.
Right.
It ain't gonna fly.
Exactly. And we're being real careful on that. So it's the same thing I talked to you, a couple of y'all about that duplex by over on Colvin and Ingram Loop. To separately there wasn't enough room, but when they sucked them in together, it fit nicely. So the guys at Public Works are knocking it out. As you guys saw, the house is almost done and it should be loaded up tomorrow and out of there. The chipper's down. I have not heard from that guy. Have you heard any more from him?
Ryan talked to him. You were the one.
Yeah, I'll call him tomorrow. It's kind of concerning because we're going to, I drove around the other day and we're going to have a lot of trees to trim, other than that, I really don't have anything. I did want to share with council that the folks that are doing McNeil and College Street, we're looking for a place to store their equipment at night, you know, kind of a yard. And
do they ever sell us how much they got, how much equipment they have?
No, but we've got it covered. Miss Holcomb stepped up. She's going to let them park on that asphalt.
Park down there?
Yeah, on Ingram Loop.
The green spot.
Yeah. The green spot.
Yeah, all the trees and everything.
Yeah, well, I approached the fire department about parking down there in the events grounds, yeah. But I was notified today that they voted and they do not want to allow us down there. So I'll take Miss Holcomb's offer and it'll be close. It'll be right there at McNeil so they can park every night and be real close. Not a lot of time spent driving back and forth. So, but I think that's all I've got. We're still pushing away, just maintaining.
Thanks, sir.
Yep. Anybody got anything that I need to take care of or?
Sir.
Yeah, I know you do. You and Rocky.
That's it. That's all I got.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Do we need to go to executive session? I have one brief reminder for executive session. At this time, we are going to adjourn at 6:35 for executive session.
May, as permitted by law, adjourn into executive session at any time to discuss any matter listed above if they meet the qualifications in section 551.071, consultation with attorney, 551.072, deliberation regarding real property, 551.073, deliberation regarding gifts, 551.074, personnel officers, 551.076, deliberation regarding security devices, and 551.087, deliberation regarding economic development negotiations of chapter 551 of the Texas Local Government Code. And we are adjourned.